بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. Right now we have the tawfiq to discuss one of the greatest personalities of Islamic history and one of the people who we all owe a great deal. I'm going to talk about Lady Khadija Salamullahi Alayha, Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, and I hope that the listeners will be able to find that this mentioning of her great character and her wonderful attributes is something that we can all get inspiration from, not only our believing sisters, but also our believing brothers. We learn from the Holy Quran that when Allah wants to give examples of moral excellence or moral deprivation, sometimes he gives an example from women, that a woman can be so accomplished spiritually that she becomes an example for all believers, women and men, or she can be so evil that she is an example for kufr and kufar even. So the reference for that is in Surah number 66, and it's in verse number 10. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks, he says, Allah draws an example for the faithless, the wife of Noah, and the wife of Lot. I'm not going to go into that that part of the verse. Rather, I'd like to go to verse number 11 in the same surah, where Allah gives an example for all believers, again of women. This is in verse number 11, surah number 66. Allah draws an example for those who have faith. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. It's for all those who have faith. إِمْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ, the wife of Pharaoh. Right? So the wife of Pharaoh is an example for all of us. Now, today we'd like to talk a little bit about the Lady Khadija Salamullahi Alayha. What we learn from Ahadith is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is recorded to have said that the best of the women of paradise are these four women. Khayru nisa'il jannah, the best women of paradise are these individuals. Maryam bintu Imran. So Hazrat Maryam was the daughter of Imran. Wa Khadija bintu Khuwaylid, and the lady Khadija was the daughter of Khuwaylid. Wa Fatima bintu Muhammad, and Fatima the daughter of Muhammad. Wa Asiya bintu Muzahim, who was the wife of Pharaoh. So she was one of the greatest of the women to have ever walked the planet and will ever be born. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had so much respect for her, honored her. Not only that, he had so much respect for her, he would honor her friends. So not only that he honors the Lady Khadija, but even if you had the tawfiq to be amongst the friends of the Lady Khadija, the Prophet would honor her, honor this individual. And that again, we can learn from that, the status of the Lady Khadija. One of the wives of the Prophet reports this. She says that an old woman came into the presence of the Prophet and he was very kind to her. Once the lady left, the wife inquired about her, and he explained, the Prophet explained, that whenever she used to visit us in the time of Khadija, so just because she was a friend of Khadija, the Prophet later, this old woman comes to visit him, and he shows great respect to her. In according to some traditions, they say whenever the Prophet would, so according to some reports, it says whenever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam slaughtered a lamb, he would say, send this to the friends of Khadija. Interesting. In addition to this, let's look at some of the attributes and characteristics of Hazrat Khadija before Islam even, before she openly accepted Islam and became the follower of the Prophet after Amir al-Mu'mineen. We know that she grew up in the time of Jahiliyyah, the time of ignorance. And now we're living in the modern Jahiliyyah. In that society where she was, women were not appreciated. It was so bad that people, men, would inherit their stepmothers. They would bury their daughters alive. In that kind of a society where people don't have any respect for any woman, they had respect for Khadija. She was respected. Now in this modern Jahiliyyah, we said that in the time of Jahiliyyah they were bad, they would abort or they would kill their daughters. Now in the time of modern Jahiliyyah, they kill their sons and the daughters in abortion. So there's a lot of room for growth. We're not here to praise the West, but in any case, in that backward society, she was an accomplished businesswoman. You find in the reports that Khadija, the daughter of Khuwaylid, was a businesswoman of noble ancestry and wealth, and she would hire men and conduct mudaraba with them. So what happens is that she is someone who became very wealthy through her own intelligence, and she was someone, without breaking God's laws, would hire individuals, and it's very difficult to hire good people and keep them from cheating you, to manage a business, to be clever enough to hire the right people in a society which is like that, where it's all male-dominated, and still to be someone who holds her own is again something that's not easy. According to some historians, they said that she was called the Amira, or the Princess of Quraysh. As a testament to her character, she was also referred to as Tahira. This is not easy. One beautiful thing about the Lady Khadija is that she owned the dunya, but the dunya didn't own her. She was very wealthy, but the dunya did not own her. She used to use this wealth to feed and clothe the poor, to assist her relatives financially, even provide for marriage for those people who did not have the means of marriage. I want to share something with you that we find in the Holy Quran from the words of Allah Tabatabai Ridwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala refers to her generosity in the Holy Quran. It's not a small thing. Allah likes an action, refers to it as His action. Okay. If we look in Surah number 93, verse number 8, the Prophet says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Did He not find you needy and enrich you? So Allah Ta'ala says that the Prophet was poor, did not have a lot of wealth. So He's referring to the Prophet. Allah freed him of need, but how did Allah do that? He freed him of need by the wealth of Khadija. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا, that He found you to be needy. Did He not find you to be needy? فَأَغْنَى, He did أَغْنَى, He made you free of wealth. We're talking about the action of the Lady Khadija, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributing it to Himself. Something else that we can do, let's see if we're strong enough to do this for our sisters or even our brothers. Let's see if we're strong enough to do this. She married a man of a lesser financial status. How many of us can do this right now, brothers or sisters? Many of us were so attached to dunya, and I speak to myself. Am I someone who values others, who looks at others based on a Quranic basis, that I believe Inna akramakum inda Allah atqakum, that whoever is the best of you in the eyes of God is the one who has the most taqwa? Or do I look at ancestry? Do I look at family? Do I look at how much money, financial status? Am I like this? Sayyid, non-sayyid, do I look at something like this? Or am I someone, I say taqwa, ilm, sacrifice in the way of Allah. Hazrat Khadija did this. She married a man of lesser financial status and lived nicely with him. Not that she is reminding him constantly, oh, I was a princess, oh, I had money. And then did jihad in the way of Allah with him. To the extent they say she didn't even have money for her kafan when she died. Spend this much in the way of Allah, serving the cause. We all owe the Lady of Khadija, salamu alayhi wa alayhi. I want to mention something about her accomplishments after Islam. She received such a lofty station of tawheed and oneness with Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passed salams to her. This is not easy. Okay. What I want to say is that the Lady Khadija benefited by the presence of the Prophet. Sometimes people will be in the presence of someone great, they won't realize the greatness of that person. They'll never make benefit of that person. Let me give you a practical example. Some people would be students of Allama Tabatabai with Allah Ta'ala alayh and not realize he had an Irfani dimension. I'm here with this great honor. I don't know anything about that. I just think of him as a teacher of philosophy, for instance. Some people could be with the Holy Prophet. They've never benefited spiritually from the Prophet. They didn't use the presence of the Holy Prophet, benefit, learn from the Holy Prophet, and go up to high heights. But let's see what the Lady Khadija said. These words from the Prophet. The Prophet said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on the night when I was taken to the heavens, Jibra'il alayhi salam told me he had a request. So the night I was taken from Mi'raj, Jibra'il has a request. These are the words of Jibra'il. Hajati, my need. Jibra'il says, my need. An taqra'a ala Khadija min Allah wa minni as-salam. My need is that you pass salams to Khadija from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from me. That's not some small thing that one gets to a stage spiritually where God passes salams to you. Special request from Angel Jibra'il. According to reports, one of the Prophet's wives said that the Holy Prophet did not tire of praising Khadija and asking Allah, if I have this correct, praising Khadija and asking Allah to have mercy on. So praise of Khadija. Allah have mercy on Khadija. Khadija's like this. Allah, Khadija's like this. Allah have mercy on. So as you look at this, this is praise. So he was always praising her, and I got jealous. I got jealous, and I told him that Allah has given you much better. Prophet always praising Khadija, and you know the actions of the Prophet are done lillah. If he's praising Khadija, it's not because he's sentimental. There's a reason for it. Khadija achieved the status. She is worthy of the praise of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he's praising her, and now I got jealous. I said that Allah has given you better. This is what she says. The Holy Prophet got furious. When she saw how angry the Holy Prophet got, she said, Allahumma innaka in adhabta bighadabi rasulik sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lam a'id bidhikriha bisu ma baqid. O Allah, if you take away the anger of your Prophet, I will never mention her in a bad way as long as I live. The Prophet, he says the Tawbah, and he explains the status and the maqam of Lady Khadija. And we see that we all owe Lady Khadija. And again, this is a practical example for all of us, our men and our women. This is what he says about Lady Khadija. Wallahi, he's swearing by Allah, لَقَدْ آمَنَتْ بِي إِذْ كَفَرَ النَّاسِ. She believed in me, and the people disbelieved in me. وَآوَتْنِي إِذْ رَفَضَنِيَ النَّاسِ. She gave me shelter when others abandoned me, others sent me away. وَصَدَقَتْنِي إِذْ كَذَبَنِي النَّاسِ. She confirmed what I had to say. She believed in me when other people gave me the lie. وَرُزِقَتْ مِنِّي الْوَلَدْ حَيْثُ حَرِمْتُمُوهُ. She was granted a child from me, and you have been denied this privilege. So Lady Khadija is someone very special. We see sacrifice here. We see devotion here. We see belief and iman here, even though everybody else is doing something which is different. Also, the Lady Khadija was a mujahida. This is a practical example from us. She was wealthy. She came from this family, noble family. She's wealthy, and she embraced the unending jihad alongside the Prophet. Not easy. She openly prayed with the Prophet in Mecca. Not only a Muslim, but openly a Muslim, praying even with others around, she's praying. She was a true mujahida, and she did not complain because of what she suffered in the way of Allah. Rather, she was a source of comfort for the Prophet. This is what history books tell us. They say that وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يسكن إليها. The Prophet of Allah would seek comfort in her. Not that Khadija alayha salam was someone who was making the Prophet feel uncomfortable. She was his rock. She made him feel secure and tranquil. So she endured embargoes, pressure, economic boycotts. It says a lot about your character if you go from being a princess to a pauper and you don't complain, rather you embrace the revolutionary lifestyle. Rather you embrace the revolutionary lifestyle. So she went with him from during that boycott and she died there. She spent all of her wealth on Islam and did not even have money for a kafan. Her death was followed by the death of Abu Talib alayhi salam and was announced as the year of sadness. So we ask Allah by the right of the Lady Khadija, by the right of Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, by the right of the Lady Khadija, that Allah inspires us to use it, men and women, inspires us with her example to become soldiers and servants for the Imam of our time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.